Hello, everyone, and welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. This is episode 24. I am your host, Pete Castanis, admin of Vanished Chicagoland Facebook page and blog. And this program is brought to you by the introduction of the WSNS TV Channel 44 monster movie that aired on Saturdays in the late 70s. And here is the intro.
It's time for the Saturday Monster Movie. Today we present Night of the Sorcerers. Stay tuned.
Okay, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that. Back in the old days, WSNS Channel 44 aired a lot of wonderful reruns. I mentioned this in previous podcast episodes. And when Creature Features went off the air, other stations took up the slack. There was Screaming Yellow Theater that aired on the same time as Creature Features. And then which was hosted by Jerry G. Bishop, and then he left, and then there was Rich Koss. He took over, and he became the Son of Svengoolie, which is still on the air, and he's still wonderful. But they also had other monster movie themes. They also, I think even before Son of Svengoolie, I think it was the Monstrous Movie, and they had Creature Feature, not Creature Features, they had that. And I can't think of anything else off the top of my head. I think there was one more. And then Channel 44 got into that genre, and they had the Monster Movie, which aired Saturday. They also had the Monster Rally Movie. I don't know if it's either that. They showed that guy, he was dragging his feet. And I'll play that clip someday on a future episode. And they also had Thing Theater, which I remember that. And I remember the intro. That was scary, and that music was frightening. So that was fun listening. All right. Today I will be talking about a few things. The first thing I will talk about is a Facebook post I posted a few days ago that a lot of people remembered in its heyday, and it was a place called the Pickle Barrel Restaurant. And honestly, I never went to this restaurant, but I've heard about it when I was growing up. And from what I understand from people is it was a wonderful place to eat. And they were located in a lot of locations in the Chicagoland area. And I'll read you a history of that. And let's see, the Pickle Barrel Restaurant was founded by a man named Leo Osher. And he operated a number of Jewish-styled restaurants and delis in the Chicagoland area and from 1950 until he died. And he opened a deli in 1950, and it was called the Corned Beef Center. And that was located at Broadway and Roscoe Street on North Side. And it was there for about 10 years. And then 10 years later, in 1960, he opened the Pickle Barrel. And what was unusual about this restaurant was when you walk into the door, you were greeted with a barrel of pickles for snacking, a bucket of popcorn, and each table had a small barrels of kosher dill pickles, which that sounds good because I love pickles. You know, my favorite is the sweeter kind. Sour is okay, but, you know, the bread and butter, I love that, but it's fattening. So try not to eat too many of those. And that, you know, that became very popular and people loved it there. And it was first located, I think I have the address somewhere. It was in the Old Town neighborhood. And it was located at 1423 North Wells Street. And they would go through a lot of pickles, even if you eat them as a whole or you put them on your sandwiches. They also had, for the kids, they had balloon artists. And for the adults, they had pitchers of beer. Also, peanut shells, which you eat them and you throw the shells on the ground, on the floor, excuse me. It sounded like Ground Round Restaurant, which I will talk about that in a later episode. And so the other locations opened. There was one on Oak Street. I will read the addresses on those. And later on, when they closed, he opened the Barnum and Bagel Restaurant in Skokie. And so in the late 1970s, he sold the chain, the restaurant chain, and then he passed away on April 20th, 1999. Later on, they briefly named it the 27th Century Lox for Barnum and Bagel. It's an interesting restaurant. I'll look into that. So here are the locations of the Pickle Barrel restaurant. Like I mentioned before, it was in Old Town, 1423 North Wells Street. There was also at 7574 Northwestern Street, by Howard Street, 50 East Oak Street. And then, there was one on the south side. It was at Park Forest, at the Park Forest Plaza Shopping Center, and one at 240 Skokie Highway in Northbrook, Illinois. I have the menu up, and let's see what they had. Could read a few things. Wow, they had luncheon specials. They had the typical deli sandwiches, hot pastrami and rye, corned beef. They had hamburgers, fried chicken. That sounds good. On Sundays, they had smorgasbord. They had all the Jewish cuisine, like lox and bagels. And oh, that's wonderful. For side dishes, they had chopped salvo, onion rings, and potato pancakes. Love that. So that was so when I posted that, people remembered that place. They wish it would come back. If it did, I would immediately go there for lunch. I would love that. Okay. The next thing I will talk about is another post I posted on my page, and it was the Fort City Theater. Now, mind you, the theater is still there and at Fort City Mall, but it's bigger and they have 14 screens. So it's called the AMC Fort City 14. I've never been to the big one. Where I grew up in the old neighborhood by Fort City, I always went to the first one. And that one opened on May 27, 1966. And that was his 55 years ago this week. And then it had two screens at the time. And then they added a third one and a fourth. And that was the last one. And when I posted that, a lot of people remembered it fondly. They remember what movies they saw, and a lot of people that worked there, they enjoyed working there as ushers, working at the concession stands. The first time I went there at the theater, I was about maybe 9 or 10. The first movie I saw, I keep forgetting. Sometimes the first movie I saw was Jaws, but I also saw another movie, and they also had a promotional thing where you collect Pepsi bottle caps, and if you get six of them, you get in free. And that worked well, you know, that was successful. And we did that. And my mom used to buy the bottles, you know, the bottle pack, you know, a Jewel or Dominix, mostly Jewel, and then we collect them. Sometimes she forgets and throws them away, but we kept them, you know. And then I went with my friends and people from the neighborhood and my brothers, and then we went to see the movies. And I think one of the first movies we saw in the afternoon was The Shakiest Gun in the West with Don Knotts, which I never saw. They used to play that on the 3:30 movie on Channel 7, WLS, and when we saw it in the theater, that was hilarious. It was a funny movie. It's a funny movie. Still is. I love Don Knotts. My favorite movie of him is The Ghost of Mr. Chicken. The second one is The Incredible Mr. Limpet. Now, the other movie that I mentioned before was Jaws. And, you know, that movie scares me to death. I refuse to watch it after the first time. When I went there, I went with my brothers and my mother and kids in the neighborhood. Actually, it was one kid in the neighborhood. Yeah, I remember him, but he passed away about a few years ago, which is sad. Yeah, I went to high school with him. And when I saw the opening in the movie, in the first scene where the woman is running on the beach and naked and jumping in the water, and then she gets attacked by shark. I closed my eyes for the rest of the movie. Most of the time, it was horrible. It was, when I see it on TV, I still get nervous. I wrote a story about that on my blog, Vanished Chicago Land blog, about that, my experience. I'm not a beach person. I mean, I'm not crazy about it. I like looking at the water, not going in. I still can't swim to this day. It was very embarrassing growing up and also in high school. So that was the first major movie I saw. And I saw other ones. I saw Animal House. Also the Blues Brothers. There was the Bad News Bears. I saw the second movie. My favorite scene in that movie is there was a fat kid. His name was Engelbert. And he was sitting in the toilet and some kid opened the door. And my mother and her friend were seated in front of me, and they mentioned some comment in Greek, and it was hilarious. I couldn't pay attention to the movie because I had that in my mind, because my mother mentioned that scene where the kid was sitting on the toilet. And there were other movies. Let's see. They also had midnight movies. They had Rocky Horror Picture Show. I never went to that. And let's see, the last movie I saw was Batman in 1989, and there was a long line, and it was, as you know, it was very successful. And a year later, they closed it, and then they moved it to where it is now currently at the other location with 14 screens. And when I posted about the 14th anniversary, people remembered, they told me they... what movies they saw, where they, when they worked there, and they loved that experience. It was beautiful theater. I loved it. I also have a Facebook page of the theater, and the Facebook page, you can find it on Facebook, and it's called Fort City Cinema /Double Drive-In from the 1950s through the 80s. Double Drive-In is another theater that I went to, not as frequent as Fort City. I will talk about that in a future episode. So you can find that Facebook page, because I also run a group, which is called Classic Fort City Shopping Center /Peacock Alley, Memories in Chicago. You can find that on Facebook. A lot of people from the group have posted wonderful photos. Fort City, the mall is still there, but it's not what it used to be. It's changed drastically. So I haven't been there in a long, long time. I went there once, maybe a couple years ago. I went during the day. It wasn't the same, but when I walked around, I felt the nostalgia. And it was nice. And trying to remember which store was there and all that. Peacock Alley's, they turned into The Connection, but they closed it, which is a shame. I wish I'd go down there and look around. Okay. The next thing I want to talk about is Mr. Kelly's. And the other day, I watched the documentary that aired on WTTW Channel 11. It will air at 8 o'clock. It will be repeated. I forgot when. I'll let you know if I see it. And I watched the documentary, and it was wonderful. And it was a nightclub. And that was located at 1028 Northwest Street. And when I watched the documentary, I was fascinated. It was wonderful. Oh, the wonderful talent that the people that I saw that performed there. Oh, wonderful. And it was owned by two men, by George Marinthal, I can't pronounce the name, and his brother Oscar. David Marinthal, he produced, I believe he produced and helped out, and he contributed all the memorabilia of Mr. Kelly's. I'm friends with him on Facebook. He's a wonderful man. And I hope he's listening to this podcast. I'll tag him when I post it on Twitter and Facebook. And George and Oscar Marinthal owned all three nightclubs. And, of course, it was Mr. Kelly's, the London House, and the Happy Medium. And like I said before, Mr. Kelly's was located at 1028 Northwest Street. London House was at Michigan and Wacker on the corner. And the Happy Medium Theater, that was located at 901 Northwest Street. Mr. Kelly's is not there anymore. They closed it in around 1975. And the location now is Gibson's Steakhouse. A wonderful place. And London House, the building is still there, not the club, but now it's a hotel. And I think they reopened on the rooftop as London House, but not like a nightclub. I could be wrong because I know a couple people went there and they told me about it. And the Happy Medium, that closed. And right now it's a Tesla car dealership. So during the 50s and 60s, it was a wonderful, exciting place to, you know, you get all gussied up, you know, in your tuxedo and your nice suit. And women would wear their most elegant dresses and high heels. And they go out for dinner or maybe have dinner at the clubs and be entertained by wonderful talent. From singers and stand-up comics. And let's see. And the talent I would read off, you know, I could just, there were so many. There was, for example, first jazz singers, Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan. Other singers, Muddy Waters, Herbie Hancock, the Ramsey Trio. Comedians were there was Shelley Berman, Woody Allen, Mort Saul, Robert Klein, Lily Tomlin, Joan Rivers, Jerry Stiller, Ann Mira. Oh, I can go on and on. There were so many people. It's served food, of course. I don't know how the food was. I'm sure it was wonderful. And, other singers I would mention, there was Barbara Streisand. I think that's where she got famous, I believe. And Bette Midler. And then as I watched the documentary, there were all the people that were alive. There were a few that passed away, but luckily they got they were interviewed before they did. And they mentioned all the how they got started, and they loved being performing there at Mr. Kelly's and also at the London House. And what was the other one? I can't think of the Happy Medium, that was it was a lounge and a discotheque. Okay, so, and like I mentioned before, I can look that up. It closed about 1975, and that's a shame, you know, because right now, today, they don't have nightclubs, very few, not like that, because kids today, this is the technology. They if they want to be entertained, they look at their iPads, their phones, and like for me, desktop computer, which I have. And before that, they had MTV. So you had music videos. So you didn't have to go out. But live performing is bar none the best. see someone and watching someone perform is a wonderful experience, and it's, it should be greatly appreciated, you know. And and there were other people that performed there. Bob Newhart, he mentioned he was interviewed. He loved working there. Yeah, that's what he said. And so I watched a documentary the other day. The full documentary will air in the fall. I think about this documentary aired about in about 60 minutes. It'll be expanded to 20 more minutes. So I can't wait for that. I just can't wait to watch it. Okay, everyone, I'm sorry I cut you off. I had something to take care of. So the last thing I will talk about on this episode is a French restaurant, and it was called La Maisonnette, and that was located at 3445 West Dempster Street in Skokie. And I never heard of this place, but it sounded very interesting, and if you say La Maisonnette in English, what it means in English is little house. So I assume maison is house in French. I love the, you know, I like this language very much. I like to learn, you know, what I'm saying is I like to enroll in a class and learn French. You know, I speak Greek, but as you get older, like most people, you forget because you don't practice. You know, the only people I talk to is my mother and her friends. Anyone else? No. You know, I just, you do the best you can. Anyway, so La Maisonnette was located at 3445 West Dempster Street in Skokie. And I have the, and I posted the menu. I found that a couple days ago. And I'll read it off to you. What they had, and it was very interesting. So they had appetizers, entrees, desserts, salads, and let's see what we have here. Appetizers, they had French onion soup, cold vichyssoise. I never had that. It's, you know, that's cold potato soup. And I remember on the one episode on the Brady Bunch where Alice, the housekeeper, went out on a date with a guy, and they went to a restaurant, and she said to the date, you know, vichyssoise is such a pretty name for cold potato soup. I thought it was funny. I had to try that. And they also had consommé. That sounds nice. And let's see what they had. They had escargot and pâté. Yeah, I've had pâté. It's pretty good. On the entrees, they had... let's see what they had. They had lobster... Chateaubriand, filet mignon. Oh, wonderful plate, wonderful things they had. You know, one time, some people tell me when they go to a French restaurant, they have cow brains. And I saw that on an episode of Beverly Hills 90210. And they didn't, and a couple of the girls ate that and they didn't know it was that. It was funny. But it's a delicacy. It's a delicacy in France, and I heard it's a, and my mother told me a while back that they do eat it in Greece, and which was interesting. Well, I don't think I'd be interested in that. And for desserts, they had the usual ice cream pie and sundaes, and they also had chocolate mousse. Ooh, that sounds wonderful. And parfait. Oh, don't say creme brulee. That was because I heard it's a wonderful dessert. And that opened in 1956, I believe, the restaurant Skokie. And I don't know, it lasted about maybe early 70s. You know, it was very a very popular place in the 60s. And there were a lot of restaurants in downtown. The only one I could think of that I used to post was named Jacques, and that was on Michigan Avenue. I'll mention about that restaurant in a later episode. Okay. So that'll be all for today, for episode 24. I will post the episode on my social media accounts and on my blog, vanishingchicagoland.blog, and Facebook, Twitter, on Reddit. And you can also listen to the episode once it's posted on on all podcast platforms, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. I'm trying to think what else. It is on iHeartRadio. You can find me there. And I think the other ones are Overcast, I believe. And I can't think of the other podcast, you know, offhand. So if you can subscribe to my podcast on the platforms I mentioned. They on Apple Podcasts, they're doing something new. You have to subscribe, and I don't know, it's kind of goofy. So we'll see. So hopefully you can listen to me, and I hope you enjoyed the episode. And also the rest of the 23 episodes are there as well. Okay, so this is Pete Costanis on Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. And this is Memorial Day weekend. I hope everyone will have a wonderful holiday. I don't know when I'll do the next episode. Perhaps after the holiday I will do it. And that will be episode 25. And that will be the last show of the season. Of season one, but don't fret because I will start season two after that. Okay, so this is bye bye for now for me, and take it away, Ray Rayner.
We have to go. Bye bye bye.